Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Creative Rise podcast. We are so glad you are here for our weekly little boost of motivation, inspiration, and energy into your work week to grow your creative business, which is why we exist. Joey and I just got back from an awesome, like, 2.5 week trip over to New Zealand and Australia. It was so fun. And it also just gives us like a new reminder of just gratitude for what we get to do, how we get to make our own schedules, be our own bosses, and be able to travel around the world doing awesome things as creatives. And so we want to help other people do the same types of things, to have that freedom in your schedule, to be able to do what you love, which is why we exist, and which is why hopefully this podcast will give you some more ammo to be able to do that today. So this is a fun podcast. But first, Joey, I like your hat.
Thank you.
I like your hat.
Shout out to Mr. Peter Vanderwall. We actually got home and I totally forgot that he sent this to me, but he just created these new hats for his company, Social Club Studios. And I remember he was like, hey, what's your address? I'm going to ship you one. And we got home and I was like, oh, there's the hats from Peter. And Christy was like, what? And I was like, oh, you sent us some hats. Anyways, shout out to Peter. Peter is a dude who went through, he's actually been on this podcast. He went through the Creative Rise Mastermind. What was that? A couple rounds ago, he scaled his creative agency that he's running right now to 10K a month, 20K a month. He's now doing $30,000 a month working with tax professionals, working with like service-based professionals like accountants and things like that, helping them build better brands online to scale up their own business.
It's rad.
He's mastered that for that specific niche. He's killing in that niche. Anyways, he just created these new hats. Shout out to Peter. Dude, so proud of you. Shout out to you and what you're doing.
And
you're
killing it. He just got married
an amazing woman. So that's way cooler than making 30K a month, finding an incredible woman. But 30K a month is also really cool. So shout out to Peter, Creative Rise Mastermind grad. I was like, dude, I got to wear this hat just to rep what he's doing, because I'm so proud of him and what he's built. So I was like, I'm going to wear the hat for an episode. So there you go. Social Club Studios. Shout out Peter Vanderwall.
Yeah. Real quick. Mastermind's coming, you guys. It's coming so fast. We've got people joining the waitlist every single day. We keep getting emails about it. So if you are interested, I just want to give you a quick little info. Applications open February 19th. We are almost in February, you guys. February 19th, applications open. It starts March 3rd, and it goes for 6 weeks until April 13th. We'll talk more about the Mastermind at the end of this podcast, but just wanted to throw those dates there for you so you don't miss out. If you want to be someone like Peter and you want to start making hats and making 30K a month, you got to do something about it. And the Mastermind might be the thing for you. So just want to throw that in there.
So what we're talking about today is incredibly important, because a lot of the time we do have more growth accessible to us in our own businesses. And we just need to be reminded of something or taught something new in order to actually get that growth. So it is a massive truth that anytime you are making, let's say, $3,000 a month on average, and you're wanting to make $5,000 a month or $8,333 a month, which is the 100K per month, 100K per year number. Anytime you're like, hey, I just want to figure out how to get to that next level, you probably need to learn something new. Anytime you're stuck with a business problem, meaning your revenue is not where you want it to be, that is a business problem, typically means there is a business solution that you do not yet know about. That is very important. That is a truth. But on the flip side of this, the other thing about running a business is anytime there is available growth to you and you're not currently getting it, again, you want to go from $3,000 a month to $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month, it might not actually be something new you need. It might be something you already have been told. You just have not been told it enough to the point where it makes sense. Therefore, you can then act on it. So there's kind of two different pools that we often put ourselves in. We could put ourselves in this. When we want more growth out of our own creative businesses, there's something we need to know that's completely new, or maybe we already know the thing we know is going to help us. We just have not yet implemented it because we haven't been told it enough to the point where it actually makes sense. So this podcast this week, I hope, is going to be a massive reminder, a list of reminders for what you need to be doing in your business in 2024 if you want to be growing. But at the same time, if they're not reminders, meaning they're things you've never heard before, even better. Because it means that you can actually take these in, make sure you implement them right away. But guys, listen to this podcast all the way through. We are going to give you 10 reminders that will help you grow your business this year. These are like 10 solid core truths of what growing a successful business looks like. And we're like, why don't we just build a podcast where we just go off and list a ton? Because the truth is, you need to hear things more than once before it can really click and it becomes something you can actually use to find more accessible growth in your business. So the goal for today's show is to give you some cool reminders that are going to help you, again, find new growth here in 2024. Or even maybe just fine. And growth can look a lot of different ways, right? Money. It could also be growth and how much time you're actually getting back from your business. Maybe there's some outsourcing stuff. You can, like, whatever it's going to be. Yeah. Growth can look multifaceted, and that's the goal for today. So, number one reminder, the first thing that we want to remind you of today in order for you to grow your business in 2024 is that your business will only ever grow to the size of your business knowledge and implementation. So what I mean by that is when you have a business that is not growing to where you want it to be, that is a business problem and you need a business solution. So a lot of creatives will come at this and go, I got a business problem. I don't have enough revenue. You know, my business isn't making me enough money. And what they'll do is they'll actually go, great, I should probably work on my editing style more. I should work on this. And the reality is you need a business solution to a business problem. So you actually probably need some type of business solution that's more focused on helping you get more leads or closing more of those leads or building a better brand that actually looks more high end and it gives off higher end solutions to problems that people could be, you know, having. Therefore, they want to pay you more, whatever it's going to be. Maybe it's a retention problem. You need to build a retainer model into your business, not just these one-off things. Like, business problems always need business solutions. So that is the first reminder. I really, really urge you to take that one to heart. Make sure you implement on that. Think all throughout this year. What are things that I feel like I am bottlenecked in my business? And am I trying to either not solve it at all and I need to go find a business solution to solve it? Or am I trying to solve it with like a creative solution when, again, it's a business problem, so it needs a business solution?
Yeah. And number two, you are cutting yourself short if you don't create a monetary goal and plan to get there. Okay. So for like 100%. This next calendar year, 2024, everyone's heard all of those ridiculous percentages of like, if you write down your goals, the 90% more chance will happen that they actually come true. It is true. It actually is true. If you actually create a plan of where you want to go, you're more likely to get there than if you don't make a plan at all. So what do you want to make this year? How many jobs or whatever it is, how many like units of measurement do you need to do in order to get there? And how do you want to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be working 40 hours a week? Do you want to be working 20 hours a week, 10 hours a week, whatever it is? What is the plan? And actually have it written down. So think for yourself, 2024, did I make that plan and am I pursuing it? And if you haven't, do it right now.
Totally. Look, quick little plug too for the free Creative Rise Pricing Calculator. It can totally help you estimate that stuff.
Yeah.
It can help you estimate what you want to make in a year, how many hours you're going to have to work to do that, how many weddings you need to shoot, how many jobs you need. CreativeRise.com/pricing calculator. You can check that out. And totally that can help you potentially create a really, really good plan with a monetary backing to it. So it actually makes sense and it's actually going to get you to where you want to go this year. So that is number two. Number three is that money will always will be a transaction from someone with a problem to someone with a solution. So if you want to make more money in 2024 as a creative, as a filmmaker, as a photographer in the wedding space, in the brand space, whatever it's going to be, you need to position yourself to be solving more problems for people, or the problems you're solving are just more expensive problems. Therefore, your solution, you can charge more money for. So I really, really want to like pound this one on the head, because I meet creatives all the time who say, I just wish I was making more money. Or Joey, I can't believe that you're doing that job for X price, or that you've got a client next month paying you this. And the reality is because I have focused myself and positioned myself to be someone that solves as many problems as I can solve, but yet those problems at the same time are expensive problems. So if you want to make more in 2024, one of the ways you can do that really quickly is stop solving incredibly small problems that have really, really small paychecks with them. If you want a bigger paycheck, solve a bigger problem, right? And if you want more, you know, clients this year, you need to focus on an industry or on a niche where there is constant problems coming up. Therefore, you can create a constant solution, which means you get constant paychecks. So this is very important. Like, I honestly feel like I could write a book on this. You know this. This is like my thing I'm really crazy about. But money has always and will always go from the person with a problem to the person with a solution. So if you want to be the person that is getting more money this year, you've got to start positioning yourself around people with problems and then make sure you have a direct and clear, very, very clear solution for them that is going to help you get paid because you're solving a problem for people, right? People don't buy products and services, they buy solutions to their needs or their desires.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Very, very important. That's number three.
And that actually leads to number four, people buy solutions, people buy services. And that is the whole thing. Brands aren't these mythical corporate structures. They're actually just a group of people behind a name. Mm. So there's always like a passionate founder. There's always team members. There are real people that you are working with. So stop being intimidated by approaching brands and start just viewing them as people. And then not only that, but as you start to approach them more regularly, knowing that they are people, knowing that you can connect with them on LinkedIn or that you can go follow their personal socials and pitch them that way. You don't have to just email at info@whatever.com. You actually can pursue people, view them as people, but then also treat them like people. Listen to the last podcast we did if you are wanting to work with brands and how to develop those soft skills as relationally to be able to actually treat people like people and how you will actually go so much farther, get so many more brand deals, get so many more campaigns and projects if you start to view brands not these mythical objects, but actually real people.
Yeah, I agree with that a ton. Like I remember the first couple years of my career, I was in the brand space. I was working with the brands, yet it still felt like it was so difficult to get in touch with brands and start to build relationships with them. And it was because I was just viewing it as like a person who would never be able to actually build like a really good relationship with a brand, right?
Yeah.
And the second I started to realize, whoa, like these are just people. People want to connect with people. How can I just be a better person to connect with? How can I put myself in more positions to connect with them? And as you start doing things like that, the ball starts to roll a little bit more and you realize, wow, some of these people, this is funny. I remember having an in-person meeting with one of my like iconic dream brands that had eventually became a client. And they sat there and told me about how envious they were of my job. And I was like, whoa, okay, like that clicks. Like these are just people. Mm-hmm. And this guy is working for this mega brand who I idolize. Yet he's looking at me going, dude, I want your job. Like what you're doing is so cool. You've got so much freedom to choose and do what you want to do when you want to do it. You get to decide how much money you want to make depending on how hard you work and how much you work. Like it's very interesting, right? So I hope that switch can happen for you in 2024 as well, where you stop seeing brands as like these massive mythical creatures that you'll never be able to build relationships with, because you can. You totally can. Okay, number five is that when a client asks for your price, the worst thing you can do is tell them you don't know and you will get back to them. Oh. Guys, I cannot tell you how bad this is. Or just if your response is also this, what's my price? Well, what's your budget? Like that makes you look horrible to work with. Can you imagine? Let's just take this for example.
Can't imagine.
I'm going to take this example because this happened to me like probably 30 minutes ago. I walked past our lawn. We've been gone for a few weeks. I walked past our lawn and I went, man, that lawn is not looking like what it looked like when I left. I need to figure out how to get that lawn back to looking perfect like it did when I left. And I thought about it. I wonder if there's somebody I can call that could give me like some lawn advice or come over and like show me what they would potentially do in order to improve their lawn. I was like, I wonder if there's a service like that. Now imagine I find one and then imagine I call them and say, hey man, I got a lawn and you know, it's like this by this. It takes me, you know, 15 minutes to cut. It's not that big. To have you come over and look at it and maybe do some work on it, what would that cost you? Imagine he goes, well, what's your budget? Like, I would just be like, well, I don't know. I have no idea. Or even if I had a slight clue of like, oh, I already talked to my wife. She only wants me to spend $400 on this, which is actually a lot of money. Probably way less than that.
She doesn't want you to spend
that. But even if I had a number in my head, him or her, whoever's going to be I'm talking to on the phone, simply telling me, well, what's your budget? Makes me believe that I don't even actually know if they know if what they're doing is actually going to work, because they're just kind of like, well, how much money can I get out of you? And then I'll figure out what I can do.
Or they're going to try to squeeze as much money
exactly.
out of you.
Exactly. Like, I'd way rather them just say, oh, you know, it's $59.99. I'll come out for probably 15 to 20 minutes. I'll give you a really, really good understanding of what's been going on with your lawn and what we can do to improve. And I might even have some products there that can help.
Or,
I'd be like, great. That sounds awesome.
Or even, hey, well, this typically costs between this to this, depending on the nature of what you want and what the quote unquote deliverables for your lawn are. So where do you fall in that range? How much do you really want to spend to get this outcome to what it is, right?
That's exactly where I was going with this. Yeah. Like I cannot tell you how many times earlier on in my career, I would respond to people asking me how much something costs with, well, I don't really know. It depends on like what your budget is or so. And it made things awkward. It made it annoying for the client trying to figure it out. And it made people think that I wasn't really that sure of what I was doing. Now, I agree with what you were saying on where you kind of jumped in, because I was saying a straight up price. Mm-hmm. Now, not everything you are going to do, we've taught this on the podcast, is going to have a straight up price, because every single time you solve a problem for somebody especially in the commercial space. Weddings, it typically looks a lot more linear with what your price is, and it goes up, you know, at a more linear rate. Brands, it can be all over the place, because depending on the size of the company you're working for, what they're trying to achieve, there's probably more or less money involved. So it needs to be a different price every time you work with a client, pretty much. That's like a good rule of thumb, because you're solving a different problem. But you do not want to just flat rate tell somebody, oh yeah, well, it's just this price. Because again, they could have, let's say you say, oh, I have $500. That's what my price is going to be for this project. Let's say, oh wow, we were expecting $2,500. Why is this person so cheap?
Yeah.
So you don't want to just give a flat price. But when someone asks, the best way to respond is what you did, where you say, okay, great question. You know, I'm going to have to ask you a little bit more to get more information out of you so I can really understand the project scope. But from what I'm hearing you tell me that your problem is, or your need is, or your desire is, typically we're going to end up in a range between, you know, $1,500 to $4,000, or sometimes even a little bit more depending on the scope. So does something like that sound like a budget ballpark you can play in? And if so, we'll continue the conversation. That is a way better way to respond to somebody asking you what your budget is. So for 2024, if you are the type of creative who gets asked what their budget is and you respond by saying, I'm not quite sure, I need to go look at things, or I need to go run the numbers, or you respond by saying, well, what's your budget? You will lose deals. You will also be annoying to work with. Mm-hmm. Please stop doing that.
Yes.
So give them a budget range on what it would typically look like. And that range can be big. It can be thousands of dollars apart. And then you say, but I need more information from you in order to really dial in where you're going to fall in that range. Let's continue the conversation. That's a way better way to do it than just going, I don't know, I got to go run the numbers, or what's your budget?
Yeah.
That's going to lose you deals. So that's number five. The last thing about number five is, we kind of just, I hope you got this from us talking about this, but pricing by the hour is got to go. Yeah. Leave that in 2023, folks. Pricing by the hour has got to go. We have done so many podcasts on why you should not be using half day or day rates. It's not even funny. We've talked about that so many times. Please go find those podcasts if you disagree with me and you want me to challenge you on that, or you just want to learn how to not charge like that. Even better, DM me on Instagram, DM at Creative Rise or DM at Joey Spears. I would love to chat with you about that, because it's a very, very important thing. So that is number five. Please, when someone asks you for what it's going to cost, do not give them a bad answer. Have something ready. Have a budget range ready, and then lead them into a conversation to dial in where they're going to fall in that range.
Yep. And then number six, the level you market your business determines how full your schedule is. This happens so often. People get really excited. They're like, oh, I just paid all this money to have my website built. I've got all my services listed out. I made a killer pricing guide. They launch their business. They talk about it for 2 days, and then they wonder why they don't have a full schedule of clients, and they're so confused. Well, it's because they may have started well, but they did not continue to market. And marketing is like a daily thing for your business. If you do not have a daily or weekly plan to market your business, you're not going to have a lot of clients. People will not just magically know who you are or magically remember you when they come to the reasoning of like, oh, I need to hire somebody. You need to be top of mind at all times, which means you need to invest in marketing. Mm. So whatever that looks like, if you're like, hey, I'm going to go hard into SEO, or I'm going to go hard on socials, or I'm going to build a killer funnel. I'm going to run a bunch of ads to this free thing that I offer to somebody, and it's going to funnel them into my main core offer. Whatever it is, you need to pick one or two channels of marketing and give your time to them every single day or every single week to know that you will continue to get more people. That is just tried and true. Marketing is what it is. Maybe that was probably a good reminder one for a lot of you who maybe are like sitting on the back end, just kind of being like letting your business run.
Yeah, you've been editing, spending most of your time editing, or whatever it's going
to
be.
And there's tons of other stuff you need to do in your business, but marketing should be top of mind for you at all times.
100%. That's a great reminder for number six. Number seven is, you can make 10 times more money than the creative down the road, yet if you fail to learn how to manage your money, you will lose in the game of building wealth, which is entirely why we all run our own businesses, right?
Yeah.
You are trying to do something, not just put food on your table and get you by year to year. You are also responsible for your financial future. And so it is so important, guys, that you do not treat your business like every dollar it earns is just meant to be spent. And that's how a lot of people do it. You've got to treat your business as a cash machine that is, yes, helping you live and cover the cost of living expenses and make sure you have food on the table, but it is also something that is going to be funding your financial future. So it's very important that you come up with a finance plan in order to manage your money well, so that you can be getting to the end of the year and you can look at your bank accounts, look at your investment portfolio, whatever it's going to be. You can maybe even buy a house and you can smile because you're like, wow, I'm doing the right things and this feels good. I am succeeding as a creative, not just year by year or month by month, but I am succeeding as a lifestyle that is going to lead me one day, as this career has, towards a financial future I can be proud of that I'm really excited for. So
yeah,
super important that you do not just blow all your money because you don't know what to do with it. The best way to not blow your money is by making a plan. The same way, the best way to make money is by making a revenue plan, a plan to go out and get more revenue. Best way to plan for your future and create a good financial future by making a plan, finance plan. So yeah, make sure you do that. We have podcasts on that as well. That is one of our favorite topics to talk about.
Absolutely. Number 8, community shortcuts your progress every single time. Mm-hmm. Community shortcuts your progress every single time. We've all been in this scenario where we've been like, oh, I'm just like solo entrepreneur working all by myself, not having anybody around me. And then some of us have decided, no, I'm going to do this alongside community. And imagine if you're in that scenario where you're like, okay, I'm sitting by myself in a room at my desk. I've got a question or I have a client problem or I have confusion around my marketing or whatever it is. And all you're doing is just like fiercely Googling, trying things on your own, messing up, maybe finding a way. It takes a long time. Now imagine you're that same person with the same problem, but you're in a room with 30 other people who are doing what you're doing, getting the jobs you want. They're like crushing it in their business and they also have questions. And you bring that same question to that group of 30 people in the same room, you're probably going to get a way better answer than Google's going to give you. Mm. You're also going to get multiple answers from other people to be able to vary on which one is the correct answer. And then you're actually going to have community and accountability to push you forward to actually act on the solution. Mm. That person is going to go way farther, way faster than the person sitting in the room all by themselves. Yeah. So if you're someone who's sitting in a room all by yourself, stop. Get in a room, get in something, whether it's the mastermind that's coming this February, whether it's you have a group of friends that you're going to get together every single week and work together at a coffee shop, whatever it is, get accountability and community in your creative life. You will not be the same if you do.
100%. Rule number 9, reminder number 9, outsourcing does not cost you money. It shouldn't. Outsourcing, in fact, not outsourcing is going to cost you money down the road. Here's why. When you do not outsource something, you quite honestly are probably bogged down by fulfillment. Fulfillment is editing, delivering your service, doing all those things that are not necessarily making you any more money. The money's already been made. When you bog yourself down with tasks where the money's already been made, they're no longer making you money, you fill your calendar up with that, you no longer are putting yourselves in a position to get more money down the road. Therefore, it costs you money not outsourcing. If you can figure out how to outsource non-income producing tasks like your editing, your email admin, all these other things in your business that are just like stuff that you could train anybody to do. It's not like the thing that is killer about your business and it's not the thing you should be focused on. So not outsourcing actually costs you money because it costs you future business. If you can figure out how to build some margin into what you're doing so there is room to outsource, you know, the job or part of the job to somebody else, you will get so much of your time back, guys, where you can then go forward and you can actually start to create more money. Like, I cannot tell you the switch that happened in my business. I cannot tell you how big this was. When I went from being like 17, 18 years old, working on every project by myself, editing video for hours because video was primarily what I was doing at the time. And it just, quite honestly, takes way longer to edit than video, than photo, sorry. And I cannot tell you how distinct it was when I first decided to start to bring on a friend, paying him to come on shoots with me. So he was there, he shot the footage, and then I would actually get him to edit the whole video. Like, I cannot tell you how much time I got back from that. And then I was able to use that time to go focus on new ways to get new business. And all of a sudden, my business started to go boom, right? Because I was putting myself in a position to focus on things that were actually going to drive income. And I was starting to outsource things that were not income-driven tasks, right? So important. So if you are not yet in a position to do that, you should be. And if you're going, well, my business isn't big enough. My business was probably only at like 50, 60K when I started that. And I should have started it when I was making like 30K a year. I would have gotten to six figures way quicker. And when I did that, I then went boom and we flew up. I built my business way past six figures when I did that as a teenager, but it was only because I started to get my time back to focus on things that actually mattered.
Yeah.
Really important.
So good. And last, but definitely not least, number 10, treating your clients well isn't an option based on if they treat you well or not. Mm-hmm. Your reputation is the only one you get, so don't mess it up.
So
guys, we are like so on it about being like, this is like a non-negotiable in that you have to put your clients first. If you don't put your clients first in every single way in your business, it will come back to bite you. So it might be tempting to post badly about a client that didn't treat you well.
You just saw something like that, actually, this week.
Yeah, I saw on TikTok a girl kind of like trashing her clients and all the staff, doing this whole open letter thing. And I was like,
for things that make sense, some of them make sense. They're like, those are very frustrating things that can happen to you. But
absolutely. But again, trashing your clients online, or maybe like, you have an unhappy client and you just like pridefully stonewall them, or you like pridefully don't give them what they're asking for because it's not normally what you usually do, or, you know, you're just not treating them well. Or even if it just is like, you're just not being thankful for them. You're not just like telling them that you're grateful, all of that kind of stuff. That stuff, unfortunately, always comes back to bite you. And it might feel good in the second to be able to like retain your pride or whatever it is. But in the long run, like,
hurts your reputation.
It will hurt your reputation. It will hurt your client. It'll hurt you. It'll just, in the long run, not be good. So 10 out of 10, number 10, always put your clients first.
And guys, your reputation, we've all heard this quote, you know, it like takes years to build trust, like, you know, seconds to lose it. It's the same thing with your reputation. Your business's reputation takes years to build and a second to lose if you do not treat your clients well, right? So you've only got one of those. Do not mess it up. So important. Guys, this was 10 things, 10 quick reminders, or maybe some of these were new for you, 10 things that are crucial that you start doing this year in 2024 if you want to, again, find more growth in your business. Or maybe you have come out of a season last year where your business grew, maybe your business doubled, and you're wanting to stabilize more. Well, make sure you work on these things to either grow or to stabilize. And if this podcast was just an epic reminder for you of, you know, 10 things, and you're like, wow, I've not implemented a bunch of those, well, you're in luck. The Creator Rise Mastermind's coming up, where we literally take 6 weeks, hands-on, our hands on your business, to help you implement all of these things, plus way more, so that you can actually crank in 2024. That really just going to give you an incredible foundation for a six-figure foundation for your business. And if these were all new to you, phenomenal. The Creator Rise Mastermind is a phenomenal place to get in and actually, instead of having to be reminded of these time and time again over the next 6 weeks, 6 years, whatever it's going to be, it's great to hear these for the first time and go, wow, those sound really good. I should probably get some help to actually help me implement these into my business.
Yeah,
right? So important.
And you guys, if you're like, what the heck is this Creative Rise Mastermind that they keep talking about, again, coming in March, applications releasing in February, it is our signature program at Creative Rise. We say it's like our best place to come and learn how to build a six-figure plus creative business. And we focus on the business side of it, not the creative side. We're not talking about lighting or all the cameras or anything like that. That's not what we talk about in the Creative Rise Mastermind. We talk about the things that strategically move your business forward and move the needle forward over every creative business. So it's
kind of like what I talked about earlier, like, you probably have business problems, and the Creative Rise Mastermind is solely focused on the business solutions that are going to help you fix that, right?
Exactly. So I'm going to walk you through. It's literally 6 weeks. Again, there's like 35 around businesses each time we do this.
And who's it for? You were going to say
that. It is for photographers, videographers, people in the brand space, people in the wedding space. It's for graphic designers. It's for social
media
managers.
Influencers.
Influencers, all of that kind of stuff. If you want to be in the creative business, or you are in the creative business, then this is for you. We talk about, again, 6 weeks worth of business content. Let me just roll through each of the 6 weeks and topic-wise of what we talk about. Week one is all about redefining your identity and mastering your brand. If people don't see you as a brand, if they don't know what you stand for and what the problems that you solve, they're not going to hire you. They're not going to understand who you are. In week number two, we talk about bulletproofing your services. So the art of problem solving, learning to be an investment, not just a cost. Yeah,
building really solid offers. That's where we're going to actually like hands-on help you build your six-figure offers, which is so important.
It's huge. Week number three is your network is your net worth. So again, all about relationship building, how to land jobs through relationships, getting people's attention online, whatever that is. Week three is all about networking. It's so good. Week four is all about marketing. It's a huge week. We talk about a customer value journey, pitching your services. We give you literally like templates to pitch. We walk you through how to build a proposal, mastering sales, the sales process, and even sales calls, which again brings so much anxiety for people. We literally lay out a whole system of how to run an awesome sales call and to do that really, really well.
And just to jump in here, this week four is a pride and joy of mine because we've had a lot of people that have gone to school for 4 years, paid like tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars, some of them even over six figures for their university marketing education. And they go through 7 days with us in week four and they tell me, this happened multiple times. They'll say, that was more impactful for me and better. I learned more from you in this 7 days of week four, the Creative Rise Mastermind, the marketing week, that I did my entire university journey.
Yeah.
And that makes me so happy because I'm like, that's the goal. We are trying to give you guys real-time stuff that is working in real businesses, real creative businesses, not some theory and some stuff that's, you know, and that's not me just dogging on the school system. There's a lot of schools that do teach great stuff, but this stuff is so impactful because it's practical stuff that's working in our businesses and in so many of the businesses around us, which is so cool. So I love week four.
Week four is huge. Week five is all about scaling your business. So how do you scale your income, your time, your teams, finances? How do you manage your money in a really great way? We also give contracts, literal templates that you can use in order for you to be covered legally, all that good stuff. And then finally, week six, we talk about the healthy hustle. Again, we don't want to build a new prison for you. Maybe you feel like your 9-to-5 right now is a prison and you just dream of having working for yourself being this awesome thing.
Or maybe your creative business feels like a prison because you're not doing it right.
Exactly. And so we want to make sure you're not just building another job for yourself, but you're actually building something that's going to support a lifestyle that you actually love. And so week six is all about the healthy hustle, how to work smarter, not just harder. And so this is, guys, it's a packed 6 weeks. It's something where it's like an incubator. You're going to go in with these, you know, 30 to 35 other creative business owners and go through something that's going to be life-changing. We put you through all of this content that we just talked about. We also have weekly calls. You get an accountability group that you're going to go through the 6 weeks with. You get a call with Joey and I to actually strategize on your business with your accountability pod. Yeah, it's so epic. You get so much in just these 6 weeks. You literally won't get left behind. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome experience.
So quick little shout out to a guy who was just in the last round, Chris Crater. We actually just got the message since getting back like today from vacation. Jumped into one of the Creative Rise group chats and saw this. He said, yo, killing it since the Creative Rise Mastermind ended. 3 new retainer clients, 6 weddings, a huge independent documentary project, and 2 more meetings with potential retainer clients. I'm so thankful for Creative Rise. I cannot fathom my business and life before it. Common denominator for me with all of these conversations is how well I've been able to connect with people and then identify their problems. Mm-hmm. It's week one. We all talk all about that. Week two, how to actually be a problem solver. He then says, I think that's what sets me apart from the competition right now. Thanks to Joey and Christy for changing all of our lives. Hope everyone's had a great start to 2024.
Oh,
shout out to you, Chris Crater. And quick little plug for Chris. This is so cool because Chris actually came out of an incredible, long-lasting career in the film space, making like TV shows that you've all heard of, really cool stuff. And he was like, man, I want to go out on my own. It's so scary. I do not know what I'm doing. I'm really good at the skill, but I need help with the business stuff. And the dude's killing it. Retainer projects, big deals. Like it's incredible to see what he's doing. So we have so many examples of this, guys. I mentioned Peter doing 30K a month earlier in this podcast, like him, Chris, you know, countless people that have gone through this and built phenomenal businesses. And so many of them have gone on to build incredible six-figure, if not multi-six-figure businesses as a solopreneur, as a creative business owner in the wedding and in the brand and commercial space. So we are so excited because February applications are opening, and that means that we are about to meet 35 new business owners or teams, and we are going to actually get our feet in their businesses and go, how do we help you create an even better foundation in 2024 for you to freaking crush it? There has been 278 grads of this over the last 4 years, and it's been incredible. So we cannot wait to get going, help people actually figure out and solve business problems with business solutions so their business can actually grow this year. So anyways, guys, dates for that. Did we give them dates yet?
We did. Applications launch February 19th. Earlier, if you get on the wait list, which you get a bunch of bonuses, you get early access to early pricing, all that kind of stuff.
You need to get on the wait list.
Join the wait list at creativerise.com. Super easy, totally free. And then we actually start March 3rd. It goes for 6 weeks, ending on April 13th. There's tons of more information on the website of like when the calls are, all that kind of stuff. So jump on there, read through all of that. Make sure you get on the wait list because, again, you might not get in if you don't get on the wait list. It sells out every time. So we're excited to see you there. DM us if you have any questions at all. But if not, we will see you next week on next week's podcast.
If this episode was just so helpful for you guys, they were either great reminders or it was a mix of some reminders and some great new lessons, make sure you share this. Share this with Anybody you know that also owns their own creative business or is wanting to own their own creative business as a photographer, filmmaker, you know, some type of designer, an agency owner, even better, if you take a screenshot of this episode and just post it online, put it up on your Instagram story, tag Christy and I or tag Creative Rise so we can see it. We can actually connect with you there. And more importantly, we can also thank you by resharing it ourselves. So that'd be awesome. It's the best way the show grows. It's the best way you can help your friends make more money in 2024. And we will be back next week with another killer episode on how you can grow your business next year or this year because you're helping yourself by solving business problems with business solutions. And that's exactly why this podcast exists. So we'll see you next week, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.